Welcome to Business Beat, KBIA's weekly look at business and economics in mid-Missouri. I'm Scott Pham. If you've been out of town for a little while, then this might be news. This rain we've been getting is a rare, rare thing. Yes, the drought has been on our minds and the radio all summer long, and a little rain this week doesn't change the fact that it's been devastating to farmers and the economy. On the show today, we'll visit some livestock producers hit hard by the drought. But first, we're going to speak to Dr. Ernie Goss. He heads up an economic forecasting group in Omaha, Nebraska. Each month, he surveys the suppliers that are key to economic activity and growth in the Midwest region. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure.
So you survey these supply managers and you put it together in an index number, right?
Right. What we had for the month of August was a number for the region slightly below growth neutral. What that's telling us is we're going to see slow to no growth in the next 3 to 6 months.
So what does that mean for most of us to see slow to no growth? How do we see that play out in our daily lives?
Scott, that's going to play out in terms of very little job growth. The unemployment rate is going to remain about the same well into the end of 2012. So if you're looking at getting a job, it's not going to get a lot better over the next 3 to 6 months.
Dr. Goss, do you think this slowdown we're seeing regionally, how much of it do you think is kind of the sluggishness left over from the recession, and how much of it do you think is the drought?
I think a lot of it's a drought. It's a good point. You know, the sluggishness left over from the recession, I hear a lot of folks, particularly the political class, say, well, we're just crawling out of this recession. Well, how about we crawled out of it last fall to the tune of a growth of over 4%, and now we're under 2%. So if we crawled out of the hole, we're sort of crawling back in that economic hole. So I don't think that's that's not what we're seeing.
What does this mean for the number of politicians statewide and nationally who are either trying to get a job or trying to defend their jobs?
I think it's not good for incumbents. It's hard to argue that you've been making the right decisions if you're a policymaker when you're not getting the outcome Americans want. So if I were a challenger, I'd certainly say, hey, you've had your chance. It's not what I want to see, and it's certainly, as an economist, it's not where we should be. We should be adding 200 to 300,000 jobs instead of the measly 50 to 100,000 jobs per month. So it's a good time if you're challenging an incumbent, I would say.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, Dr. Goss. I appreciate it.
Oh, good to talk to you, Scott.
All right, you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
That was Dr. Ernie Goss from an economic forecasting group in Omaha, Nebraska. Even as we're seeing our job growth slow, prices are inching up as well. Currently, the USDA expects the prices of beef, pork, poultry, and dairy to shoot up 5% next year. You can blame the drought for a lot of that increase. This summer, a lot of small livestock producers are struggling just to stay in business. Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress Swanson explains.
In one of the Brandt Dairy Barns in Lynn, Missouri, a few dozen dairy cows are eating feed and resting on beds of sand while sprinklers and industrial-strength fans whir overhead. The black and white cows, which look like they just walked off a milk carton label, are unperturbed as the dairy's owner, 45-year-old Alfred Brandt, introduces them.
This is Inez, that is Hallie, that's Giselle. Giselle's one of my favorites.
Brandt knows each of his 150 registered Holsteins by name, though he just bought his parents out of the business 3 years ago. He milks them every day at 6 in the morning and at 5 in the afternoon. Usually Brandt would have these cows out in the pasture feeding on grass, but since his fields are gray and eaten down to the ground, he's giving them a mix of feed elements he has to buy: hay, silage, corn, cottonseed, and bean meal.
Out-of-pocket feed cost, you know, I will probably spend at least $100,000 more this year than what I would in a normal year. And milk won't go up nearly enough to offset that.
And on top of those extra costs, Brandt says he'll cull his herd this fall and sell cows that aren't making a profit. It will be sad to see cows go he'd be able to keep in a good year. Many have a lifetime of breeding ahead of them, and losing them will make it harder to ramp up production when the drought subsides. For the first time in his life, Brandt's feeling pretty depressed about the future of the dairy industry.
I've borrowed money already, and, you know, to be a farmer, you have to have a bright outlook and realize that things will change and they will get better. It has to. There's I mean, this is not sustainable.
Brandt's one of a growing number of smaller livestock producers in the Midwest in trouble thanks to the drought. The drought's not good for anyone working in agriculture, but most grain farmers have crop insurance to rely on to at least help them get through the tough times. There's no such program in livestock, although the Department of Agriculture does expect to see a spike in emergency loan applications from producers this fall. Joe Horner is an economist with the University of Missouri Extension's Commercial Agriculture Program.
If you were to interview beef producers or dairy producers across Missouri right now, you'd see most of them go to bed at night thinking, when am I going to have to pull the trigger on getting rid of these animals? If I had to sell off everything, how am I going to make my payments? How am I going to live to next year?
Producers just starting out in the business, Horner says, are especially vulnerable because they've never seen a drought like this before.
A farmer that's been at it for 40 years, 50 years, has seen the cycles come and go. And as an older gentleman told me, he said, I've lost lots of money farming, and I usually found that money that I lost the same place I lost it. And that's the best place to find it.
The question is, will young producers be around next year to look? Dan and Laura Pugh knew that this year, their first farming and keeping livestock would be a lean one. They knew it would take years to get their business off the ground, but they had no idea the drought was coming when they quit full-time jobs last year to start Honey Creek Farm in Hallsville, Missouri. Dan says they've had to dip into savings to grow vegetables and to feed all of their hogs, sheep, and chickens.
So basically, what we've been making this year is strictly off the farmer's market, and that's been pretty minimal. And now we'll probably make like $10,000 this year.
Dan's wife, Laura, recently took a part-time job at the University of Missouri, and that income's helped to pay for feed. She says they're also buying alfalfa pellets for the sheep, since the pasture's too dry and too brown for them to eat.
It's really scary to look at them and realize they need some supplement. And they're looking pretty good. But there was a period of time where they looked hungry.
Feed costs, according to Joe Glauber, a chief economist at the Department of Agriculture, make up 70% or more of operating costs for livestock producers. And during a drought, that feed is scarce and even more expensive.
When you see price increases like we've seen, that means it's very tough for these operations, particularly smaller operations, to make a go of it.
It's hard to say just how many livestock producers will go out of business thanks to the drought. But Glauber says producers without savings will really have a hard time sustaining negative margins over time.
So obviously, for some, the decision may be to get out of the business altogether.
Down the road, fewer producers could mean fewer choices and higher prices at the supermarket. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
And that's Business Beat for the week. I'm Scott Pham.